So I titled my sermon today, Go Ahead, Fill Up on Bread. Because if you were like me and you were a kid and the bread basket came out at the restaurant and you loved bread so much that you started just eating it and you were so hungry, you just started eating all of the bread, your mother would tell you, don't fill up on bread. And when I was a waiter, in my earlier, younger days, I was a waiter at an Irish steakhouse, and so we would provide this beautiful basket of Irish soda bread and crackers, and we would tell the new servers, don't bring out the bread basket until they've had their order. Because if they start eating the bread, then they won't order appetizers, and that's where we make all our money. So that's another reason to not fill up on bread. And so, but today, we're talking about what Jesus meant by give us this day our daily bread and what this means. So I thought I would kind of I had a couple different ideas, and I realized that they lined up very well with some of my favorite bread baskets. So I'm going to share with you some of my favorite baskets of bread that you can get at restaurants, and we'll see how they relate. Now, I talked about when I was a kid filling up on bread, and the very first time I went to a restaurant and they gave us bread before a meal was at the Sizzler. So, known for its salad bar, of course, and unlimited shrimp, but they also are known for their Texas toast, which has cheese baked into the bread and is covered in salt. And it is so delicious. But it's very basic, right? It's a very kind of basic bread. It just gives you enough. It's kind of essential. Gets you to, just tides you over until the meal comes. And a lot of times when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, this kind of idea is what we are thinking about, right? This daily bread, just our essentialness, our essential needs. God, just cover what I need for today. Whatever I have to eat, if I need clothes or shelter, just make sure that I have that for today. And it is a great message, right? It's a message that correlates with some of other Jesus' message, including one where he was talking about the birds of the air. And he was telling people, don't worry about what you're going to have for tomorrow. Don't worry about what you don't have. Be grateful for what you do have. Look at the birds of the air. They don't even have jobs and they're eating okay. Don't you think God loves you more than the birds? So God will take care of you, as the hymn goes. And I think that this is a really important lesson to take into our heart, to be grateful for what we have, to not look to what we don't have, because what we don't have will never end. There will always be something else that we don't have. And if we continue to seek that, we will never find happiness, we will never find contentment, but being grateful for what we do have and trusting God that we will be provided for will give us all that we need. But in terms of the prayer, there's a little bit of an issue with this being an interpretation. And it has to do with the word that we translate as daily. Now, again, my Greek is a little rusty, but I'm going to try this out. So the Greek word that is translated as daily is epiosios. Epiosios. Which is a unique word in the scriptures. This is the only time that this word is found anywhere in the scriptures. And so scholars went into ancient Greek texts to find out, okay, how else is this word used? And it's not found in any of the ancient Greek texts. In fact, it's not found anywhere. It's a unique word. And so the question then becomes, well, what does it mean? What was Jesus trying to say? How do we interpret this word? And so they break it up in its components. And if you break it up into its literal components, it means like essence of life or of the essence of something. But it also means beyond that. So the most literal translation is suprasubstantial. Something that is, but is also more than it is. Okay. But what does that mean? What was Jesus trying to say? And you know what? Scholars have been debating this ever since the 4th century. And they still have not come to a consensus. And so, the best way that we have of translating is daily. It's sort of the easiest way of saying that what it is. Some translators have said, give us today the bread for tomorrow. Some translations have said, give us today the bread that is beyond. Some have said that it relates to communion. Some that have said that Matthew had no idea about what communion meant at that time. And so we still are not quite sure, but it definitely has this feeling of that we are getting what we need for today, but that need is beyond what is just needed for today. Or it's beyond just figurative bread. And so we kind of have that now, that opening to say, okay, well, if the word itself is a unique word, then our interpretations can be a little bit more open. We can look a little bit deeper. It doesn't have to be the easiest thing just to say, well, don't think about it too much. It just means daily. Well, it doesn't just mean daily. Otherwise, they would have written daily. There is a Greek word for daily. And so that brings us to the Olive Garden. Now, when I said bringing out some bread, how many of you immediately thought of Olive Garden breadsticks? Yeah, I see a couple of you, sure. Now, Olive Garden breadsticks are delicious. They're buttery, they're salty, but the most distinctive element of Olive Garden breadsticks is that they are unlimited. Kim knows. They are unlimited. They are abundant. And Jesus used this idea of abundance with bread, most famously in the feeding of the 5,000. Now, if you remember, there was a group of 5,000 men. They didn't count the women and children, but we can. So let's say there's 15,000 people. 15,000 people on this hillside, and they're hungry. And the disciples say to Jesus, well, we got to send them back out to their villages so that they can have some food. And Jesus says, no, no, you feed them. And the disciples are looking at each other like, we don't have that kind of money. It's going to cost days and days and years of wages to feed all of these people. And Jesus says, well, what do we have? And they said, well, there's this kid. He's got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And Jesus said, make it work. And he blesses the bread, and they made it work. And they did a little bit of Jesus math. You got 5 loaves and 2 fish. You got 5,000 people times 3. Plus there was 12 baskets of bread left over times the quantity of each basket. And if this is too complicated for you, just know this. All of this equals one thing. Abundance. It equals abundance. So when Jesus provides bread for the people, he provides it in abundance. And this was not just about bread, right? Not just about fish, not just about eating. It was about the needs of the people. The disciples said, these people are in need. We need to send them away. And Jesus said, no, these people are in need. You need to meet their needs. I said, we don't have enough to meet their needs. And Jesus says, with God, there is abundance. There is abundance. Same holds true for us today. God will not only just meet our daily needs, but with God there is abundance. There is abundance of love, abundance of grace, abundance of forgiveness, and most of all, abundance of life. Which leads us to the Red Lobster.
The ones I thought of.
When I say bread, Elaine thought of Red Lobster. Anybody else? Cheddar Bay biscuits? Yeah, ooh. So there's an expression that you may have heard that the kids are using on the TikTok, where they say, something is giving me life right now. You might hear your kids, your grandkids will say, oh, this song is giving me life right now. Or if they're at Red Lobster and they're eating Cheddar Bay biscuits, they can say, these biscuits are giving me life right now. And when Jesus was talking to the people this day after feeding the 5,000, I really love the account of this in John. This story is in every one of the Gospels. But I particularly like the account in John. He feeds the 5,000, and then that night he's on one side of the lake, and the next day he's on the other side of the lake. I don't know how he got there, and they're like, and then they hear this story. He walked across the lake? That's how he got over here? And that day, on this other side of the lake, there was another crowd gathering. And people said, there's another crowd here. And Jesus says, they just want to see the whole bread trick again. They're not really here to listen to me. They just want to see the bread again. Because they missed the point. The point wasn't that we fed them bread. The point was that with God, there is abundant life. That if they were to understand what God can provide, then God would give them life everlasting. If they eat that bread, they will never go hungry. And it's sort of this cosmic idea of what bread is. Jesus was using this as a grand metaphor, saying that if you eat this bread, if you're nourished by this, you will never hunger or thirst again. Because the bread of the earth is eaten and goes away. The things that you have will eventually fall apart. They will corrode. They will rust. They will fade away. Even the relationships that you have are temporary. But with God, Jesus was trying to tell them, with God, there is life everlasting. And you only need to have it once. And it will carry you forever. This is the eternity and the eternal life that is promised by God. And if you've ever been to the Red Lobster, you know that bread runs out. It runs out quick if you're with my friends. You've got to order a couple of baskets. But with God, there is life everlasting. Now, I've been to all of these kinds of places, and at some point I feel like they're very good, but maybe a bit pedestrian, maybe a bit run-of-the-mill. And when you start to really get into it, you start to really appreciate bread. Then you start to find out other people who really appreciate bread. And you find those places that have what we call artisan bakers, which is a fancy name for saying people who bake a lot and who are good at it. And then you go to these restaurants and they will bring you an artisan bread basket. With all kinds of delectable breads. Now, these kinds of places exist all over the world, all over the United States. But I found one here in Chicago called Floriol, which is by a husband and wife. Let me get their names right. Sandra and Matthew Hull. And they started with a little booth in the Green City Market selling their breads and pastries. And they were so successful and they were so loved by their breads were so loved that they were able to open up their own restaurant, which you can visit. And when you visit the restaurant, they will bring you out bread service, a beautiful bread basket that is always changing. It's always different. It is whatever they have fresh, whatever they have developed, whatever they got from the locally sourced ingredients they could provide. And this is the breads, and so it can be all different kinds of things, from a marble rye to a Parmesan crisp bread, all kinds of, and everything in between. And it's always delicious, always abundant, and always shared in a way that is warmth, right? With the idea that this is the kind of thing that brings families together, that brings people together. Even though that it changes, even though that it is different, the point remains the same. And as we come to this table of communion, we remember that there was another way in which Jesus used bread. Right? He had been trying to get this through the heads of the disciples that I am the bread of life. Think of me as bread. But when it came to the end, he said, this bread, me, this bread which represents my life, is going to be broken. This wine which represents my life, my life's blood, will be spilled. And I want you to eat of this and remember this and think of me when you eat and you drink of this meal. And this tradition was carried on by the early church. They did it in a very different way than we do. They had kind of a feast and they would have these big meals and they would sit around and they would tell stories about Jesus and they would break bread together and drink wine together. And over time, this kind of community meal became a ritual of worship. And over time and in different places, the breads change. It used to be a little wafer. In Mexico, you'll often find communion done with tortillas. Or in Central America, in Colombia, you might find arepas. In India, you might see naan. Here you will have artisan breads, different kinds of breads. And we've evolved here and things have changed and now we have this beautifully homemade gluten-free bread. Because although the breads change over time, the meaning remains the same. That we are welcome here. That we are here to remember Jesus. To remember the things he said, the things that he did, the way that he spoke. And we are to remember that he said, I am the bread of life. That even today, even throughout the centuries, even across the oceans in a completely different continent, this meaning remains the same. And I like the diversity of the bread basket. I like that there's so many different kinds of bread. Because there's so many different kinds of people. So many different kinds of people who are in need of this covenant. Who are in need of this abundance. Who are in need of this life. So what do we say? What do we mean? When we say, give us this day our daily bread, what did Jesus intend for us to mean? Well, we can't actually know because he used a word nobody knows what it means. Does it mean we need the bread for today? Does it mean we are to think about the abundance of God? Does it mean that we are to think about the life of Jesus? Yes. Yes. I believe that Jesus meant all of these things. I believe he was a clever wordsmith who used words in such a way that they were to call to our mind two things happening at the same time. That God provides what we need for today in terms of substance, in terms of our own bodies, bread for today, but also that that means that we are to be spiritually fed. And to ask God to provide for us spiritually. But also to pray for the bread for tomorrow. Not tomorrow just in the sense that in manna, like we're going to need to collect some more bread tomorrow, but the sort of eternal tomorrow. The eternity, the feast that will happen in heaven with everyone. To give us a portion of that, a hope for that. That we can carry with us today. And so that is the bread that we are praying for when we say daily bread. The bread for today, the bread for tomorrow, and the bread for life everlasting. And the people said,
Amen.
Amen.